Okay, Roger that. Yeah, because I was on the FBI the other, and you were a little noisy on that one, so you're better on this one. No, I've had an experience. I won't go into great detail, but I had an experience on a one that supposedly has a lot of spirit, maybe about 76 years old, spirit of 76 years old, and I was on that. But the person didn't like me because I rooted for Michigan, and they were alumni of Michigan State. So I was kind of pushed off and made to have trouble, radio trouble for some reason here and there, for nothing I caused. No rhetoric, no arguments, no nothing. Just, you know, when they run a repeater and they don't like you, you know, anything can happen, right?
I suppose. All right. Well, I got to walk down to the office. That's going to take a while. So, I'll check you later. I don't think, well, the repeater will be down until, you know, further notice. It might come back by itself, but that's no guarantee, you know. It did once today. It just might do it again. Maybe it's overheated and it's got to cool down or what. It makes no sense. It's sitting in a shack outdoors, and the shack is heated. But, you know, there's more than one repeater in that shack, too. There's a whole bunch of 800 repeaters in there, along with a couple of 450s, one of them being ours, a couple of VHF ones. That's why it's so heated. They got a fan that's circulating the air, but they've also got a fresh air intake and another one to exit the air, but it never really gets super hot in there, especially in the wintertime.